With the cup final.
Yeah, but when that really rang on Thursday, got me injections and that, I felt fine, but when I went out to try it, they wore off pretty quick, like, and it was pretty sore, you know. Just devastated, you know. I wish I could have been there. It was such a great occasion, like, it was brought a tear to my eye.
You didn't travel with the team?
No, I couldn't. I'm not that kind of player that could actually sit there and travel with the team, like. I'd be in such a bad mood and that, like, because I couldn't play, you know, and I'd end up just chucking it, you know.
How did you pass the day?
I just try to keep myself busy, not thinking about it, you know. Just try to deal with it a little bit, like, in the gym, and I'd take my frustration out in the gym. But it was a great day for the boys, like, and
you didn't go to the game?
Oh, I went to the game.
I thought I'd heard you were in Brewster's or something else.
Yeah, no, I was in Brewster's for a while, yeah. And I was just trying to pass the day there for a while. I went to the game, you know, and came back, met the lads, gave them my condolences, like, because they did play well, like, and they were unlucky. I think Larson's a great player, like, and you can't give him that little bit of space, you know.
Glass in the face, wasn't it?
Yeah, being honest, his two goals were unbelievable, you know, yeah. Like, you couldn't fault any of the boys, you know. It was great to really, it worked well, you know.
You had your family over for the game?
Yeah, I had them all over. Five or six. It was disappointing, like, but I was happy for the boys, you know. I was really proud of them for going out there, like, and done what they done. They were magnificent, like, and maybe next year we can beat them in the final, you know, wherever we get.
Well, you've got Europe to look forward to, I suppose.
Yeah, that's my main concern now. Just to get this injury over and done with, like, get a good pre-season and get in the first team squad, you know.
Did you play in Europe with Shamrock Rovers?
Yeah, I played in Europe twice. In the UEFA Cup, it was great, like, great experience. Played at Djurgården's of Sweden. You know, it was really fantastic experience, you know, it really was. It was great. Two ties. We had a home and away. We got bet on aggregate, you know, but it was great, you know, it really was. I really enjoyed it.
How do you think the Dunfermline will do in Europe?
I think we're going to be pretty good chance of getting to the qualifying stages. I think I don't think many people will beat us at home, you know. When they come over here, we can play good football, you know, and we can pass it about. Like, I'm not in the fear at the moment.
You think the Dunfermline style is maybe more suited to compete in Europe?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, because we're a good football on soil, like, and we get stuck in, you know. So we have both things, you know. I hope that we don't lose it in the away games, you know. But at home, we've nothing to fear. Bring them on.
This season's not been a really good season for you, has it?
No, it hasn't been a good season, you know. I'm just getting my mind off this season now, and next season's my real one, you know. I'm really going to knuckle down and push for a real first team place, you know.
Push that old man Bruce.
Well, you can't say that because he's such a great player, like, but maybe getting alongside him, you know, with Stevie, the three of us, hopefully we can do it, you know.
Of course, there's a doubt about Stevie staying as well.
Yeah, there is a doubt, like, but whatever he does, like, I wish him the best, and I hope he stays because he really is a fantastic player, you know, and I've learned so much from him in the last year, you know. But if he does go, if he does decide to move on, I wish him all the best, like, and it's been great learning from him.
Yeah, that opens up opportunity for you.
Obviously, yeah, it opens up the gate if Stevie goes. Just got to make sure that I make the place mine, you know. So that's what I'm going to work on now. I'm not going to take a break over the summer. I'm just going to work all summer and just try and get in that first.
Stevie did a few seasons back, isn't it?
Yeah, so he's talked to me about it now and he said it to me, you know, so that's what I'm going to do, like, take his advice.
Fit.
Yeah, keep myself fit, like, and get sharper and fit than the rest of them. Get that edge.
So you're not going anywhere for the summer holidays?
No, I'm not. No, I'm going away for a week and that's it, you know.
So you're spending your summer holidays at East End Park?
Yeah. London.
Running.
Getting fit, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
No problem.